USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iranian officials say they were the victims of nuclear terrorism after a blackout at one of their nuclear facilities. The power outage at the Natanz complex south of Tehran comes a day after Iran unveiled new equipment for enriching uranium. The attack comes as efforts to renegotiate the 2015 nuclear deal are underway in Vienna. Some reports claim the attack was an Israeli cyber operation, though Israeli officials have made no public statements on the blackout. And Hideki Matsuyama has captured the green jacket, hanging on to win the Masters. Matsuyama shot a 1-over on Sunday, finishing the weekend at 10-under par. Will Zalatoris finished second at 9-under. Jordan Spieth and Xander Schauffele tied for third at 7-under. The win is Matsuyama's first major championship and his first win in nearly 4 years. He also becomes the first Japanese man to capture one of golf's major tournaments. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
COVID vaccinations in the United States continue at a record pace. Tim Berg has more.
The White House says there's a new record for coronavirus vaccinations in one day. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tweeting yesterday that 4.6 million shots were given out on Saturday. He noted that's a half million above the previous record. The CDC says more than 117 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's just above 35% of the population. Meantime, more than 70 million are now fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Martin Truex Jr. won Sunday's rain-delayed NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway. The race was scheduled for Saturday night, but only 42 laps were completed before rain forced the rest of the race to be pushed to Sunday. Truex Jr. becomes the first repeat winner in 2021, having first won back at Phoenix. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Russia has begun massing troops on the border with Ukraine in response to what it calls provocations from Kiev. Russian defense officials have said that they could intervene should a civil war in eastern Ukraine between government forces and Russian-backed separatists reignite. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is concerned about Russia's latest movements in the region. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that there will be consequences if Russia continues their aggression.
And as we speak right now, I have to tell you we have real concerns about Russia's actions on the borders of Ukraine. There are more Russian forces massed on those borders than at any time since 2014 when Russia first invaded. That's why we're in very close contact and close coordination with our allies and partners in Europe. All of us share that concern. And President Biden's been very clear about this. If Russia acts recklessly or aggressively, there will be costs, there will be consequences. He's equally clear-eyed about the proposition that when it comes to Russia, there are areas where our interests align or certainly overlap, and we have an interest in working together, for example, on arms control, as we did in extending the START agreement. So the question is Russia going to continue to act aggressively and recklessly? If it does, the president's been clear, there'll be costs, there'll be consequences.
And Olympic officials in Tokyo say that athletes who come down with minor symptoms of COVID-19 will be housed in a hotel away from the athletes' village. Organizers are working on securing around 300 hotel rooms to provide a place for any athletes who are infected to quarantine during the games this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.